Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You found the killer bees. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Let's go straight out to the HR&P guest line, being joined by Houston media icon David Nuño, now, of course, with Texags. We carry the Mike Elko show on the station here, Nuño, as you probably know. He said last night that every single week is going to be a game-time decision at quarterback. What do you make of that?
Well, guys, first off, I'm honored. I was on TV for a decade, and I think I'm making my debut on the Killer Bee.
False.
So thank you very much.
That's false.
I don't think it is false.
Oh, on the Killer Bees. You've been on.
I think Nuño's right. Yeah, I'm on Nuño's side on this. We haven't. You have to take that L there, Blake.
All right. My bad, Dave. I bet, John.
Yeah, you have. It's been a minute, but I love you guys. What I think it means is we've got to see how this offense moves moving forward, right? Because I love Connor Wigman. I think he's still your starting quarterback, but there's something about Colin Klein's offense that seems to work with a mobile quarterback, and we saw it last week with Marcel Reed. I still don't think Connor has lost his job because he had one bad game in his 10 starts, and it was a bad game. There's no doubt about that. The Aggies should have beat Notre Dame, in my opinion, had they had just average quarterback play on that night. That being said, with the way Marcel Reed looks and the fact that Connor has got this AC joint issue with his shoulder, that sometimes that lingers, I think he is just trying to be a coach, and not saying necessarily coach speak, but prepare the situation for, look, we've got two capable guys, and one of these guys is going to have to get it done.
Dave, what is it with, and you know, we've talked about this in the past, and I'm always kind of perplexed about the fact that A&M has all the tools. They've got unbelievable facilities. They've got money coming out of every orifice. And yet the one position that they struggle with over and over again is quarterback. And it frustrates me because you'd like to see them get over the mountaintop. You know that they, you know, for the most part, they're putting together top recruiting classes, quality football team, and then the quarterback. And then you see a guy like Haynes King leave, and then he goes to Georgia Tech, and you're like, whoa. You know, that would have been nice in an Aggie uniform this year. I just would love to put the finger on it a little bit as to why they can't get that position right.
Blame it on the offensive line and the development of the offensive line. You find me what program in college football in the SEC that can survive a backup quarterback, a third-string quarterback every single year. Since Kellen Mond was the quarterback, you've seen a revolving door, and the offensive line up until this point has been not a good line. Like, you look at 2021, Haynes King goes down. Zach Calzada has to go for the rest of the year. He actually couldn't have played in the bowl game. Had they played in the bowl game, he got hurt. The next year, Haynes gets benched. Max Johnson goes down. Haynes King goes down. Connor Wigman comes in. Last year, Connor goes in. He gets hurt. Max Johnson goes in. He gets hurt. Jalen Henderson goes in. Plays well until the first game of the bowl, first quarter of the bowl game. Gets hurt on the very first play. Marcel Reed comes in. You can't win in the SEC on your third and fourth string quarterback. So I think that's part of the issue. Now, there's a bigger issue with A&M not reaching the mountaintop at all. And that, I think, has been a couple of different things. You've had, you know, change of leadership, different athletic directors over the last decade, different administrations. I think there hasn't been the alignment that you need to see. You're starting to see now with Trev Alberts. General Welsh is the president. So you're starting to see that. But if we're talking about just the quarterback play itself, I think it's the offensive line and the lack of the development there that I think with the new offensive line coach and Adam Cushing, I think we're seeing that a little bit differently. And that's why I know that, you know, Connor got hurt this year, but the O-line is making progress. They're owning the line of scrimmage, and that's been the biggest difference.
David Nuño, Texags, joining us on the HR&P guest line. Win at Florida at the Swamp this past weekend, Bowling Green this weekend. Then you have the SEC gauntlet. Most of the tough games at home, as far as an SEC schedule goes, which they're all very tough, but as far as an SEC schedule goes, do you think this one's favorable-ish?
I think Texas and Texas A&M have both very favorable schedules, if you're being honest. I think Texas is, look, nobody knew Michigan was going to be bad this year, so props to them for scheduling them years out. But I think Texas has the easiest schedule in the SEC with Missouri second. A&M is not far off because you're exactly right there, Jeremy. The hardest games are at home. I think Missouri, as good as they are, and they're a top 10 team, and they will be a top 10 team when they come to Kyle Field, I think that is a game that A&M can have if they play the way we saw against Florida. LSU is a question mark to me. A bad year for LSU is a 9-3 team. Is this a 9-3 LSU team? Potentially. They escaped a close one last week with South Carolina. But they have very winnable games. But A&M's a program that right now you've got to look at Arkansas, you've got to look at Auburn, you got to look at South Carolina as games that you have to have if you want to have that kind of season. And look, 8-4 is not good enough at Aggieland, but you better win those games to be in the conversation for an 8-4, 9-3.
I mean, look, I like Elko, and I'm curious in terms of recruiting, Dave. I know that, you know, he's been there and done that before, so he's been around. He's coming back. I'm just curious on some of these recruits and the fact that as he gets into kind of setting his kind of players for his program, how you like the recruiting class so far. Is this kid Longstreet going to be a guy that's going to fit into the, you know, the picture in terms of the quarterback position, or are they still looking to add in terms of a five-star type quarterback or trying to get another guy or two?
Hassan Longstreet's the number one quarterback in California. He fits what Colin Klein wants to do with this offense. He is a perfect fit. Now, the question is, can you keep guys like that, right? Because now everybody's after Hassan Longstreet, and he's going to be very popular. USC really wants him. But I do think so, because when Colin Klein was hired, that was the number one quarterback he identified. He wanted Hassan Longstreet, and he got him. And Hassan's been all over social media supporting what the Aggies are doing. As a recruiter, I think Elko, he's doing it right now. I think we're currently, depending on what ranking you look like, top 10. And they've lost out on some guys in Texas because Texas is doing really well. LSU is still always dominant. But they're in the top 10 in recruiting. To me, you have to sell the actual offense now and not the sizzle of what A&M has been the last couple of years of a team with all these great resources and the ability to pay an NIL. Now you got to start winning some games. But I think it's going to take a couple of years for that to be established here with Coach Elko. But, yeah, absolutely. I think he's a great recruiter, and he's a smash-mouth coach. You saw it last week in the Florida game. You know, on that 99-yard drive, what was it, 17 plays, 15 of those plays were run the ball. And I know that's not splashy in today's football, but what it does do is open up a 73-yard touchdown to Cyrus Allen, the ability to have the big play because you have to worry about that run game.
This year in college football, we view a lot differently, really differently than any other year ever because of the 12-team college football playoff. I think the Aggies are still very much alive in this, obviously. One-loss SEC team, very much alive. How many SEC teams do you think get in the college football playoff, and what do you think the Aggies have to do to be one of those teams?
You know, it's hard for me to even go there, and because it sounds like I'm drinking the maroon Kool-Aid. A&M's got to prove they can beat Bowling Green.
Come on.
Hey, I think they're going to, but let me go ahead and tell you about Bowling Green, who almost beat Penn State, who was up on Michigan last year, who did beat Georgia Tech. This team plays very well in this atmosphere. They were up on Penn State at halftime and had a chance to win in the fourth quarter. I think A&M's going to win. I guess my point is the Aggies under Jimbo Fisher, especially the last 3 years, lost games that they should have won. They lost games in the fourth quarter. I need to see this team do that in the fourth quarter at Kyle Field because they had an opportunity in week one against Notre Dame. With 2 minutes left, the game was tied, and it was over. They lost by 10. That's just who they've been. They need to turn on that switch. I think they win this week. I think Arkansas next week is going to be an interesting game, but I still think A&M should be able to win that. They've won, 10 out of 11 against Arkansas since joining the SEC. And then, you know, you've got the Missouri game. If A&M can get through Missouri at that point, if they beat Missouri 5-1 under this mythical scenario, then I think they're in the conversation. My thing for year one of Coach Elko, can you be in the conversation November 1st? At least in the conversation. That, to me, would be the right step for this program where they've been the last couple years.
Nuno, we miss you, man, but I'm curious. I mean, besides Raheel, the No Layups podcasts, and I don't know, what else do you miss about Houston now that you're in College Station?
Well, first off, I love living in a small town, but I feel like College Station's become like a, I don't know, I feel like Sugarland at times, at least the part of College Station that I live in. But I'm in Houston all the time, guys. My kids are overachievers, and they have to play soccer in these travel leagues. So, literally, I drive to Houston 3 to 4 times a week for soccer practice with Challenge and HTX. So I'm all over town all the time. So, and my parents are there, and I get to see them all the time. So I love Houston. Keep up the Stros, the Texans, the Rockets, obviously. So I love it. I miss telling Houston sports stories. But I love the passion of college sports.
Nuno, I'm sure you saw this. Dennis Dodd had his top 10 players he's ever seen live and in person, which I think is a little bit of a cop-out, but he did that, live and in person. Who is the best college football player you've ever seen live and in person?
Best college football player I've ever seen live and in person. Vince Young, Johnny Manziel. I'm going to say those two.
Yeah, those didn't make Dennis's list. David, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Of course, we're following your work. Love the work that you're doing, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks for the invite, guys. Miss you guys. Talk to you soon.
David Nuno, Tech Sags, joining us. Houston media icon. Love yep. Nuno. Last time I saw Nuno was in the NCAA tournament. Whenever Houston played Texas A&M in that overtime thriller.
With the Rockets.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. Great dude.
All right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.